Batting around, it's batting around. It's a baseball podcast. I am your co-host, Jane Austin. With me, as always, is Lauren
I'm Lauren.
and Steven.
Yep.
We made it. We
We're
made it. We made it to opening day, the real opening day. I mean, the Korea series technically opening day, but it's not the same as like, oh, there's baseball on most of the time now.
Yeah, it was if we got a full day, several days of baseball without any existential crises hovering over the sport, which is delightful. We only the Korea series only had one of those 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't hovering directly over your heads like the sword of Damocles. Instead, they were just kind of getting peppered in there. Like you'd see the Yankees be like, "Hey, here's the line on today's game."
Yeah, normal levels of threat to the integrity of the sport.
Yeah, and then they'd show a close up of Aaron Judge, and it looked like his uniform was entirely drenched in ways that we've never seen before, because the uniforms are dog shit.
I saw the Carlos Rodon picture where it looks like he just got out of a pool.
These uniforms are more appropriate for like shower night at the saloon rather than the Major League Baseball.
I need to find a saloon that has a
I was
shower
going to
night.
say,
What
is
the
that
hell?
like a
The
Midwest thing?
saloon, the it's a gay bar here, is the saloon, and they have showers where
Oh,
people dance in the
I was like,
showers.
do Midwesterners not, do they just not bathe until recently? Like you just like
No,
once a week
no,
it
no, no,
goes
no,
down
no.
at the pub?
No, that one is just for the Minneapolis
That's
gays
like South,
here.
that'd be way more like Southwest coded. That's way more Old West coded. That would be like
Yeah.
you're claiming.
You push open the little half door thing at the front of the saloon, and the guy playing like Lady Gaga on the
On the
piano, like
piano.
Westworld style, stops. And like everyone just smells, like instantly just smells somebody. Just like, "Oh, we're gonna shower you."
Line up for your bath, boy.
Speaking of the gays of Minneapolis, how's any news on the on 19 bar?
I don't know. I hear like through the grapevine that they want to open up again, but
They
I don't know.
always, there's always
Yeah.
that kind of like period of where no one really knows what's going on. Where I think the
Yeah.
owners, in that case, are just evaluating like, okay, do I really want to own a bar again, or do I want to take the insurance payout and do anything else with my life?
Don't know. There's good like fundraisers and stuff for the employees to make sure that they're doing okay, but
Oh, that's good.
yeah,
That's
yeah,
good.
yeah. But yeah, I don't know about like when it's gonna reopen or if it's coming back or not, but hopefully it does because it's the only good one. The saloon, not very fun, despite the showers, which is a great idea, but yeah, not as fun of a place. Okay, are we talking gay bars or baseball? I know we can
We
do
should probably
both,
stick to.
but
There's a lot about baseball to talk about. Before we get too far into it, though, can I bring something to you y'all's attention that I saw today for the first time? That,
sure.
3 or 4 years from now, we might be talking about this as a primary American sport rather than anything else. So I resubscribed to cable recently just so I can actually watch Orioles games and Nats games without dealing with everything. It's a tax write-off, so why not? And before the podcast, immediately before the podcast, I was watching. I put on the network. The MASN network, which was going to start the Orioles pregame show, because I'm looking forward to watching the Orioles tonight at 6:30. Dean Kremer on the mound should be a good, hopefully a good outing for him. But I caught the last few minutes of something that's apparently a British import, or the announcers were British, called World Chase Tag, and this is
Huh.
professional like team-based tag matches in a big like arena that they've outfitted with like padded like bars and benches. That the players duck and weave through while playing tag, while there's like dramatic lighting going on the whole time, and
Huh.
it's like team, it's like the team, the player names are all nicknamed like Hollywood G, and like Kyle Slasher, things like that, and it's I don't know, this could be big. I'm excited. I gotta find more world tag.
No, this okay. Yeah, I'm watching a video of it right now as they're running through this little obstacle course, and like the way you're describing it, I was like, this is gonna have like more injuries than Slam Ball did, and like it looks like it's gonna happen. Like
Oh yeah.
this little arena that they're playing this game in, this looks like a lot of necks are gonna get bent all the way backwards.
They're wearing no protective gear.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is
They're
gonna bend the way it shouldn't. Yeah.
gonna get like 13 ghosts like murders. Yeah.
The fucking 13 ghosts ref, Jesus.
Like the vibe of all these guys playing, it has the same vibe as like the Remember when like vape shops would have
Yeah.
competitions? You'd
Oh
see like the
yeah.
videos of like the vape shop competitions. Like it looks just like that. Like
Like they could be game, they could be esports people. Like maybe like when you turn 24 and you don't have the fast twitch fibers for esports anymore, you can pivot to
right.
tag.
But like you're in shape, like you could still do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I don't know, this just looks like it's just like it's so predatory looking. I just, like it's
Yeah.
scary. It's
I
stressful
think
to watch.
if you're lucky if you get through like a single game of this without a concussion, let alone like any actual like serious like maiming.
Yeah.
It's apparently co-ed, which is fun, getting off on the right foot.
I did think I
Okay.
saw some girl. I only caught a couple minutes, but I did think there were some girls on the teams. I only caught like the very end where it was like the showdown, like emergency final round of the series, like death match style last minute thing where it was just one
Yeah.
on one. It was intense. They're like fucking like doing backflips and shit.
It's on ESPN here. I'm watching a video from ESPN and they're like little logos around that says ESPN 8 the Ocho, like from fucking Dodgeball. Like so there, yeah, they're fully just leaning into like this being really stupid.
I respect it.
I at least like that at this point, as far as I know, there's no like Joe Rogan involvement. So it feels like it's not like the slap fighting or whatever where it immediately got bought by WWE. It feels like this is a little bit more integrity than most of the alternative sports out
The
there.
slap fighting one is so funny because like that is just a sport designed to give you CE as CTE as efficiently as possible. Like this is caused by rattling a brain around in someone's head. All right, we're just gonna like you're gonna stand still and someone's gonna hit you in the head as hard as possible. I
It's
don't know, like
great.
this. I think that this has a lot of competition though. From like, have you seen the like Russian basketball game? Where they like suplex each other, but before you can suplex the other guy, you have to take off your shirt.
Oh, I think I did see some of this.
What?
Yeah, this
Wait,
is
I'm sorry.
incredible.
You called this basketball?
Yeah, it's basketball and they're playing basketball, but you can like go up behind one of your other guys on the other team and just do a German suplex on him. But before you do that, you have to pull your shirt off and then do
What is,
it.
you
This
know
is like the
what?
most Russian thing ever. If you really,
Yeah.
if you read it up like Dostoevsky, this is.
And then I think they do some crazy shit at halftime too.
I like how they hug each other after every tag. That's really cute. They look really
Yeah.
excited.
It seems like a small community. I think they all know each other at this point. Yeah, the tag people. I think the hugging is a different context than the Russian basketball thing.
Right.
Yeah. Do
Anyway,
we want to talk
speaking
about
of,
baseball?
well, I think I have a transition here. Speaking of, like standing there and waiting to get hit as hard as possible in the head. Anybody else catch the D-backs putting up 14 runs on the Rockies on opening day in one inning?
No, I didn't watch that, but I was seeing the Twitter updates coming in, and it was very funny. It was very, very funny.
I watched every glorified minute of that 45-minute inning where they batted around twice.
Oh my God.
And the Rockies
Folks.
just left their pitcher, the reliever who came in after the first couple runs, on his first ever MLB outing, just left him there for the whole time. Just
No.
like, sorry, bud, you're gonna wear this one.
That's gotta be against the unwritten rules.
You've got an ERA of infinity forever. Yeah.
That's cruel.
Yeah, the worst cup of coffee you can get. It's like we're just gonna come up here and hang an infinite ERA up on
Literally,
you.
I think it is the
Like,
worst possible cup of coffee you could ever have. Like,
oh.
it's the kind of thing where you're scripting an Adam Sandler movie where he's a failed baseball player. That's what happens to him on his debut. Because he just gets fucking shelled and left out there to dry. To an
Yeah.
unprecedented, it's the worst opening day record of all time, coming off of their worst ever season.
Are they still legally a baseball team? Like,
I
can they
don't know.
go?
Like they played the Cubs today, and Shota Imanaga looked really good against them. But like, what does that mean? Like, how do you evaluate that? Like the NPB, he competed very high at a high level in the NPB compared to the Rockies. Is that like better? I don't.
Yeah,
What's
seriously.
translating quadruple A baseball at altitude to other league?
We haven't seen him pitch against a real Major League Baseball team yet.
He did look really good though. That was the most fun start I've seen in a while. There were a lot of like. A lot of what I watched on opening day were like kind of like pitching disasters. Like Aaron Nola had a really bad outing. Corbin Burns had a really good outing, but he's like the only one that I watched that day that was any good. I mostly just
Pablo
watched like my
Lopez had a
fantasy.
great one.
Yeah, I mostly watched my fantasy team outing.
Yeah.
I have no shares of Pablo this year. But like, yeah, Nola got blown up. Zach Eflin got blown up. It was a bad opening day for like Michael King, a bunch of people. But seeing Shota Imanaga go out there and really put up like 9 strikeouts in 6 innings. Like, oh yeah, baseball's really sick when like a energetic, really fun, like guys out there having a good time, just shelling Rockies players that I've never heard of and will never hear of again.
Yeah, I had like a really soft landing in the States in Major League Baseball. Just like, all right, putting you up against the Rockies first. Ooh.
Yeah, the Rockies away from like as the
Yeah.
away team. Yeah, it's as good as it
Right.
gets. But no, I've been having a ton of fun. I've watched 7 or 8 games so far. Bits and pieces of everything. I've been doing a lot of MLB like 4-way screen. We get the one big screen and the three little screens on the side.
Do you love doing that? Yeah.
What do you do? It's like I totally understand. Like I never make fun of Zoomers for like the TikTok like screen where they have like the Family Guy clip in the middle and then like the little video game on the in the bottom and then like the corner is like some like put like their hands in goop or whatever. I don't make fun of them for that
Right.
because I totally get it.
Like all of us haven't been playing video games on one monitor and watching a movie on the other for
Yeah.
years and years and years now.
I actually don't do that. I have too much respect for film.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting down and watching like Zone of Interest while I play Fallout or something. Like, I'm not doing that, but like, come on, I can
No, that's
like.
what like Suits is for. Yeah, it's totally fine to do
Yeah,
it for like
exactly. Yeah.
TV. Yeah,
Well, I said
I didn't.
movie is a shorthand, all right? Just.
I just had to get my little dig in. You know how it
Yeah,
is.
I know, I know.
What do we think of the Rangers rings? Have you two seen? They did
I
like a
have not.
unveiling. I don't know what. I'm kind of over like the big gaudy ring thing. Let me pull up the article here.
Yeah,
But
I'm tired of these.
there's so much like complicated symbolism in them. I've been
It's
thinking
like an
about.
arms race to try to fucking.
It like
Like.
comes apart, and there's like a thing that says 11 and 0 road dominance. That's strange.
Yeah, there's like increasingly more and more like symbolism shoved into these things.
Yeah, they're making. Like, of course, the Rangers would have the QAnon ring. Like.
Also has like this weird thing on the side where it says what is it? It's like written on the side of the ring. It says went and took it in like Linkin Park font.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They
It's like
really
aggressively corny.
like
It's
that
so
whole thing.
strange looking. It looks terrible.
But yeah, I do think if you get deep enough into the coding, you'd find that like the 103 rubies is like signifies the 103 times in the season that someone avoided a vaccination or something like that.
Yeah.
Part maybe it's bigger because it's a Texas ring and they like doing that kind of thing, but I'm kind of over the gigantic, increasingly arcane ring. It's a little too Warhammer for me. I'd like it to be like 10% less Warhammer, Emperor, God Emperor kind of stuff.
I don't think it's like Warhammer though, because it's like it's way
It's like
too
getting there.
Protestant to be Warhammer. Yeah,
Yeah.
it has to be like gothic looking to be like a Warhammer thing. This
Tell me
is
that.
pure Protestant gaudiness.
Tell me
Like
that text on the side that isn't a little bit like gothic in like a Hot Topic way.
no. Gothic in a Hot Topic way. That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
Fair enough.
This World Series ring is too Protestant to be Warhammer. Do you hear yourselves?
No,
You
she's
know
right. That
what?
makes
We're
sense.
insane. We've lost our minds completely. We've co totally cooked our brains on Twitter and the internet, and we like we talk to each other too much is the problem. We've developed these just
We have like a
insane
secret
like
twin language just between you and me, so that Steven doesn't have to understand what we're talking about when we talk about like the God Emperor of mankind. Yeah,
Be
for the record,
nice to me. I'm sick.
I don't play
Aw.
Warhammer. To be totally clear, I need to say again for the audience, I'm not that kind of nerd. I fall asleep sometimes to YouTube, and YouTube algorithm will somehow I'll wake up at 4 in the morning and it's a guy on YouTube called Pancreas Don't Work explaining like a 75-minute video of like the
Yeah.
lore of the xenotropic intifada or whatever.
Yeah. It almost sounded like a Warhammer thing there, so I believe you that you don't play.
I did not get a lot of baseball in so far. I was in Montreal most of last week, and
Where
then,
they don't have baseball, they don't like
yeah,
it.
famously,
Yeah, what happened there? What was there? There's some,
there was like
I
a
don't know.
thing. No one, it's not important. We can move on. But
What's the one from the guy from Conan who had like the really the meme about him? Like Montreal, the home of the Expos?
the Jeff Epstein, the financier, that guy,
Yeah.
I do bring this up, Jane, because you did remind me. I meant to text the group chat. You can cut this if you want. I meant to text the group chat. I was in the hotel room, and yes, there was Family Guy, and yes, it was dubbed in French. And
Oh, awesome.
it's so It was so good. Just
French Quagmire is probably just an ultra pervert. Like,
I literally left it on for longer than I wanted to in the hopes that Quagmire would show up, but he didn't.
oh, that rules. I have to look that up. I gotta look up the Quebecois localization for Family Guy.
But yeah, I came home, got sick, did Easter with my mom, and I have watched collectively maybe a game of baseball.
That's fine.
We got
You're,
together
as
at
a
a
Phillies fan,
bar.
you.
Yeah, we got together at a bar to watch the first game.
It was a rough series against the Braves. I don't blame you for being a little. I watched a bunch of those Phillies games, and even the announcers were like, "Yeah, we're not really putting our best foot forward out here." When we're like getting chippy with the Acuna out the field between Phillies fans, like they just tacked like 9 runs on us guys. We probably shouldn't,
Yeah.
probably should lay off that a
Yeah,
little
I think
bit.
Rhys Hoskins took all the Phillies with him, all the Phillies
Yeah,
energy.
and God bless him. He's
Yeah.
still making life hell for the New York Mets. He's a
That was
Philly
pretty great.
Philly for life. I don't care what colors he wears.
That was one I watched, and like when they were like throwing behind him in like the fourth inning or something. It was like, yeah, baseball is so fucking backwards.
So back.
Rough start for the Mets, 0-3, while the Yankees are like 3-0.
Yeah, I saw that Daily News cover. God, what joy it must be to be a Mets fan in New York.
We know plenty of them. They are somehow getting away with it. I don't know.
No, faster than ever this year, I saw the like Mets fans, like Mets Twitter being like, it's over. It's already over.
I've also seen Phillies fans saying that, to be fair.
Man, I'm never going back to it online. I love it out here. I watched those scores for those games and was like, it's game two. None of my business. I'm gonna go do other things. I feel like I escaped a cult.
So that's how I think I'm getting with drinking. I went to a wedding this weekend and I had two drinks and it just gave me a headache and I was like, I think I'm just done with this now. Not going back. I see people having fun there, but I don't need to go back to that. So I think, yeah, Steven, not going back to Twitter.
I'm in Twitter recovery.
I've just sent to our little chat here something that I found earlier that I think is a delightful little. This is what I love about opening day. This is what I love about like the home opening is every single team. There's never more like goofy things happening than there are right now. This
Okay.
is the incredibly sad pyrotechnic display for the Cubs home
Good
opener.
Lord. I love that it's like, yeah, it's like really professional shit. Like it's the black boxes that are hooked up to like, electronic stuff. Yeah, just as guys step up onto it, it just does the shittiest little like fountain
Two of them just don't go off at all.
display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, it's so bad.
I love when you can just tell that someone is like, this is clearly like someone filled the pyrotechnics role with like someone's nephew.
Someone just said, hey, did you order those yet? It's like, oh, fuck. Shit, we
Amazon one
gotta
day
rush
shipping.
this. Are
Amazon one
we,
day shipping.
can
Yeah.
we, or can we expense the rush? Like, is that okay?
We've got to spend $2,500 on fireworks tonight, or they're gonna cut it from our budget next year. And then they just don't know how to use them, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the Cubs fireworks budget is?
Yeah, probably as much to like pay for like the city ordinance, noise complaints as the actual fireworks budget. I always wonder about that with downtown teams. Like I know the Diamondbacks always did fireworks during day games when there was a home run, but I don't know. It depends on the city, probably. There's no real laws against loud noises in Phoenix because it's just assumed it's guns.
I was about to say, I can't imagine Phoenix of all places being the city that's like, no, we're cracking down on the fireworks
I
here.
mean, it's all like dry brush. There's like horrible
Okay. No, you're
fires.
right. You're right.
But
You're right.
that's still,
Philosophically, they would do it super reluctantly, though.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It
Yeah.
was in my lifetime when they actually banned firing guns in the air, like made that like an actual harsh penalty.
Jesus.
Like it took like a school kid dying when who was about my age in like in like elementary school. From like a bullet
Jesus
falling for them to
Christ.
actually like pass any like harsh legislation on shooting your gun in the air. That's just what you do in the Southwest. You just kind of go out there and pop off your six shooters when you're feeling enthusiastic.
It's just full of, yeah.
How long does it take to bu for a bullet to come down?
Not long. Terminal velocity on the way down. I'm not going to do the math on the air, but that's why you should just be sensible and fire a shot.
Create a well backstopped little firing range outside of your trailer and go shoot there.
Speaking of firecrackers, haven't seen a
Great.
start this hot start to Juan Soto in some time.
Good for him.
He's hitting like 550 or something. It's crazy. He's having the time
It's
of his
like
life.
John Heyman the other day being like, oh, he's really like earned his stripes or whatever, like, or he proved that he's built for New York. And it's like, dude, he hasn't even played a game in New York yet.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Think you
clearly
could
having a great time
chill.
on the road, but like the minute he slumps, the press is going to be like, "Why are you doing the dance, dude? Knock it off. You should
Yeah.
be feeling shame."
I am really looking forward to the press turning on him because I feel like that'd be really funny.
We'll see. I'm convinced he's going to go like he's like going to have like an MVP year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Ben had to judge. I made
And
a joke on.
he's even had like defensive highlights, which is not
Yeah.
something he's known for.
They made a pretty good, I think, point on the and the announcers made a pretty good point about that during one of his games where like, yeah, the Nats played him in left field and right field, like back, like changing him back and forth every single year for like 6 years.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's gonna make it kind of hard to get good at one.
And it'd be very funny if, like, just figured out that, well, the Padres' vibes
Yeah.
were just too bad.
They are pretty grim until they like teed off on San Francisco yesterday with
Oh, boy.
like 12 runs. That rule,
Yeah.
that was great. Another just like trouncing that I got to watch. That was super fun.
Yeah, I caught some of Padres' game the other day when they were wearing the really, like, a bright, obnoxious uniforms. It was great. Looked really good.
In comparison to the absolutely god awful military uniforms that they played like the day after.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
God.
they're still doing those?
They're doing the Sunday ones still. Yeah,
They're going to do those for the rest of time. Yeah.
it's
San Diego's too much of a Navy town.
Oh yeah, so the Yankees by sweeping means that the Astros start the season swept.
Yeah.
That is fine.
I bet people are having fun with that.
I watched a bunch of those games. That was quite fun. A lot of interesting stuff in the AL East right now, though. I just became aware of this recently of Tristan Casas's like pregame routine.
I became aware of this like within the past hour.
Apparently, like other like beat writers are noticing this now, and he does it while traveling. That's the context I found out about him, because they're in Oakland right now. Speaking of disasters, but apparently he takes naps in the dugout before the game, and then he not in the dugout in the clubhouse, and then in like warm up he goes out and sunbathes on the field. And apparently when he came up as a rookie in 2022, a bunch of veterans got really mad about this, and were
Get over it. Get over it. Come on.
I mean,
Yeah,
this is objectively weird guy behavior, but it's like fine.
I
Yeah,
think
if
his
you're not getting
explanation
in
made a
any.
ton of sense. He said, like, I'm not a caffeine guy. I don't like drink caffeine. I don't, do any like stimulants or anything. I need some sun on my body to warm up. Like that's, get some vitamin D. That makes sense to me.
He's literally warming up like a plant.
But we're investing. Baseball needs to invest more in renewable energies. He's one of the solar panels. Yeah. No, I like this routine. It's weird that he's in Boston doing it. I don't know how that works, but when they're traveling, Northern California,
I mean,
why
yeah,
not?
they're in Oakland now. Got a lot of
Yeah.
sun.
It's like Nelson Cruz is, taking a nap before every game, sort of thing. He got two different teams to build him nap rooms at the tail end of his career.
Oh, what a
That is
king.
king shit.
Yeah, just like, oh, I need to go get you go get some sun out there. No, it makes perfect sense to me. And yeah, it's probably better for you than chugging eight Red Bulls, like a whole bunch of these guys do. And
Speaking of
also,
it,
man, if you're in Oakland, I'm gonna tell him, Tristan, watch out if you're in Oakland, because like it is not a secured building. Like you might get attacked by animals.
oh yeah, like if you're using any kind of lotion with like a scent on it, be very
Yeah.
wary of raccoons. Yeah.
He sits down to do his sunbathing and he gets like the Bethesda, like you can't rest when enemies are nearby sort of thing. Like only happens in Oakland though.
Oh man, it would be a real bummer to say like IL time because like you had to go get a rabies shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nelson Cruz, did either of you see his retirement ceremony with
I did.
the
So
Mariners? That was a really nice
I
thing.
watched that game. Yeah, he signed the one day contract to
Yeah, I love that
retire
kind
as a
of thing.
Mariner.
I guess it was weird that it was the Mariners, but whatever. Go into the hall with whatever cap you want. Retire
He's
with
not gonna
whatever
go
team
into
you
the hall
want.
though.
I'm making a metaphor.
Yeah.
Same principle. As
Yeah.
if you're that great, you want to retire a D-back or a Dodger, I support that. Same thing. If you Only put up 4 years with the Mariners, but they're really good years. Retired Mariner.
I think it was like about just about his most productive time.
Yeah, I think it was like where like it was established as like, well, he's gonna be good forever because he's doing this at 34.
I feel like Zach Greinke wouldn't do any of that like retire sign a one day contract thing. Like he's just gonna be gone.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I
Yeah.
think
He's gonna
I mean I
Irish
think
goodbye
there's
the hell out of us.
Yeah.
I know that Rich Hill said he's gonna kind of wait until later in the season and then like down because he wants to coach his little league, his son's little league team. And then like he's gonna put out offers closer to the to like the postseason to like come in as a like a long reliever or like a ringer for some playoff team, see if, and maybe like get a little bit more playing time in baseball that way. I don't think Greinke's gonna do anything like that. I think he is
No.
either gonna like take a flyer on 1 year deal on a 1 year deal if he really wants it, or he's just gone, which is fine. He doesn't have to prove anything. And it was really
No,
close to the strikeout.
absolutely not.
He was up to like close to some really like big strikeout number, like 3,000, I think. But if anyone in baseball doesn't care about like round numbers.
Yeah, I did watch that Nelson Cruz bit the other night before that game. I also saw him throw out the first pitch to King Felix, and he did like a comedy bit. He like what did like a big Bugs Bunny wind up and then accidentally threw it like between his legs backwards and then bounced it and then picked it up and threw it over.
Oh,
It was very funny.
I hope he gets a job in like broadcasting or something. He'd be really good at that.
And they had Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie there singing the national anthem, and I saw an interview with him in the dugout before the game where he was advocating for opening day to be like a federally recognized holiday.
I saw
God
that. Yeah,
bless.
I support that.
Yeah.
I agree,
Yeah.
obviously.
Yeah. I posted that on Twitter and a bunch of people were like, we don't even get off for voting. I'm like, we're more likely to get it off. Like, we're way more likely to like make this happen than a federal
Yeah.
voting holiday because this
One,
doesn't
yeah.
like affect turnout.
Yeah.
One only indirectly affects power structures through like making Ted Cruz happy or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Oh.
I think you'd have better luck getting people like multiple days off for like home opener versus national opening day. You'd have more luck getting that than getting to America to get like just be able to have the polls open more than one day. I was reading
Absolutely.
something like some
Absolutely.
country, Argentina or someone, like has like no, it's like it was like Sweden, like the polls are open for like 45 days, and you can go back
Jesus.
in there and just cast your vote. Like,
Yeah.
no, that's never gonna happen.
No.
We don't like democracy that much. Yeah, Greinke was at 29-79 strikeouts, by the way. Oh, I do wish he would come back just for like 3 months. But I respect him not doing it.
Yeah, well, you're just begging like Greinke to come back, emailing him or adding him, whatever, and he's just like arguing with the Chipotle employee, having the time of his life.
Just on his lawnmower, zoned out, not
Yeah,
caring the world.
putting a cat into a baby stroller.
And
Oh.
you see that SU Ruiz got an option to AAA for the Athletics. We want to have our little traditional moment of hating the A's. That's a good one. They also
Yeah.
had a really embarrassing opening day. Like, it was like they didn't do food trucks. They had like 7,000 people show up or something. Real
And
bad.
yeah, I saw the pictures getting posted of the stands, and it was like 2-for-1 tickets or something too,
Oh.
and it still looked like that.
It's what they deserve.
Oh, yep, absolutely.
And apparently the Royals are now like announcing something about a new post-stadium tax. I don't know. I haven't looked too much into that one, but it seems to just keep on coming.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they're trying to do some awful
It's they're lobbying
like
for a sales tax that would pay for a new downtown ballpark for the Royals and renovations for the Chiefs Stadium. Like, it would be, if they moved downtown, that would be a win in some ways, but it shouldn't be something necessarily that fans are paying
I
for.
don't know exactly that them moving downtown is definitely, I don't know.
They are one of the most inaccessible stadiums right now by in terms of like walkability, public transport. Like, way back when I did the like how do you how what's the how which parks could you walk to and which parks couldn't you to? I think they were the only one I found it was like totally infeasible to walk to a game from anywhere.
Oh yeah, it's just
Like even the
out off
Braves,
the highway, yeah.
yeah, even the Braves you'd get from a hotel to the park, like walking down like a street that wasn't a freeway.
Right, you
But
technically can, yeah.
yeah. But Kansas City was like the worst one. reserves. So
Does not surprise me.
if there is some way to get him in the city, great. I think Coffin Stadium is kind of a historic stadium at this point. That's pretty cool. But at the same time, the more walkable we can make parks, the better.
Yeah, definitely.
That was maybe the single biggest win for me in the last couple of weeks. Honestly, it's not really baseball related directly, but it was a great moment of contrast between like in the past couple of weeks, obviously, with the death of Peter Angelos, David Rubenstein has fully bought the team, and he was having like an amazing time on opening day with the Orioles. He was like at the park wearing the hat, hanging with fans. Multiple people I know got photos with him, and he's like chopping up with reporters, just like having the time of his life, doing like press conferences, shooting the shit with fans, eating at Boog's. Seems great. It's like the most like pandering a baseball guy can do without doing the full on Uncle Stevie shtick.
Right.
But I did really enjoy that in contrast to at the same time this week, another former Carlyle Group executive, Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, getting his ass totally kicked and embarrassed. Now that Monument Sports is not going to move out of DC.
Awesome.
Hell
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's perfect, like textbook example of how to be like a private equity ghoul with like a cool post private equity career and like an evil post equity career. And it's as simple as like just buy a, shut up and buy a baseball team and like make it rain on the fans, buy a bunch of people hot dogs and beer in the stadium just because you can. And don't get involved in Republican like post MAGA politics.
Don't make it your mission to like move sports teams out of the city so it's easier for people who are terrified of the city to see them.
Don't
That's
like,
not a good like legacy to leave.
no, don't like do like this monumentally stupid like scheme where you'd move it to like this fully constructed place in Alexandria where like it would shut down the metro for like hours going in either direction. And we actually
Right.
talked it all on the show on like how they killed it. It was actually very cool. Like total shout out to State Senator Louise Lucas, who's like the new incoming like chair of the Virginia. She's like a Southern Virginia representative, like Richmond area, not even like in Northern Virginia. And she just like killed this thing like stone fucking dead on her own. Like
Awesome.
Hell
huge, huge
yeah.
props to her.
Yeah, good.
Now they are going to do what they should have done the whole time and come back to the city and take our $550 million. Renovations.
What
Thank you, Mayor Bowser, for that.
a name, Mayor Bowser. I just think of the Mario villain every time. Like, it's
Mario villain,
perfect.
it makes more sense why the Mario villain does things sometimes.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know that the DC just like doesn't have 911 like responder service? Like if you call 911, like you'll just get a voice message some of the time.
What?
Yeah. Like they'll just be like, yeah, call back later. We're not. And the
Sorry.
whole thing is like staffed with her friends or some like she's like politically tied to the group that runs it,
Oh
so it's
no.
just inexplicably the worst 911 service in the country. Like not that
Oh.
I want like cops getting deployed, but like if you call the number, there should be someone on the other line.
But like,
Yeah, it's just
what if your
there's a
house is on
fire. Yeah.
fire?
Yeah, try again later.
What if you need an ambulance?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm bleeding out really bad here. I need someone here right now. Like, no.
Please take a message.
Our nation's capital, folks.
It's great in some ways. Did I tell you too? I went and saw them. They had a new one of our new metro trains on display, and I went
Oh.
down and walked around it. It was really cool.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
They do
gonna
look
have
nice.
it's real nice. It's gonna have like a more open compartment way. You're gonna be able to walk between compartments, and it's like laid out
Oh, I
more for
love
like standing.
those.
And
Yeah.
yeah, it's
Yeah,
really it,
cities in real countries have those a lot of the
exactly.
time.
Gonna have like US. They're also getting electric buses. I'm excited for the electric buses that are less loud.
Are your
Ooh,
buses
but yeah,
loud?
but they're buses. They're giant diesel engines. Yeah,
Oh,
compared
yeah,
to like
yes.
electric cars, they're way quieter. You don't really realize how loud buses are until like you're, until there's an option otherwise.
Yeah,
But yeah, stand
fair.
next to a bus when it's like firing up its engine. Like, oh wow, this is deafening. Maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know. I can't go to IMAX movies anymore either. But
God, I wish we had a real train system here.
that's
Oh,
something, but it's not very good. And
it's not
yeah,
real though. Yeah.
like
Wish
that's
we had
just
a
getting
real
you to
one.
and from events across the city, not like
Yeah.
actual like day-to-day commute cutting down.
We've got two lines, two whole lines.
Yeah.
And a lot of buses that don't come. I love
Yeah.
going to my friend's place, which is I live off of a numbered street. And my friends in South Philly live off that same numbered street, but like, 3 miles away. And there's a bus that goes up and down that street, and it'd be really convenient if I could ever depend on it to come, ever. I
That's a
guess I'm
bummer.
guess it's a no-show. Cool. Wish I would have loved an update at least.
We get an S2 bus going up down 16th Street every 10, 12 minutes or so. I can get just up free anytime I want. One of the many little delightful treats of living in our nation's capital.
Yeah.
I can go the other way and be at Chinatown to take in a hockey game, which now leads through 2045 in about 15 minutes the other way. But yeah, opening day. Hell of a start to the season. I'm having a great time.
I'm having a really great time too, catching games, doing what I can. Baseball napping.
Yeah. Oh, they
It's
were talking about
great.
baseball napping on the Fangraphs on Effectively Wild. I do stand in solidarity with them, and baseball napping can occur as soon as the first game.
Yeah, you're waiting for that to come back. It's a special type of nap. Yeah.
It's possibly the greatest nap.
One of the reasons why I've advocated for a long time to have English broadcasters for international leagues, so that we could just like put on like a NPB game in the middle of the night, is that like falling asleep to like an NPB game, waking up to like a game in Korea, like wrapping up, or like a game like in Latin America or something getting started, would just
Would
be
love that.
absolute bliss.
I would love, totally love that. Yeah.
And the cost of it is like two college, two guys right out of college in like a broadcasting program. Just doing their best with video. That's with a video stream. That's all it's got to be. I don't know. If there was like a $10 additional, like let's say what's MLB.TV runs like 8 or 9 months. If there was like a $2 a month package to get NPB games tacked on. So like $16 overall to the package or whatever.
Oh God,
15,
that'd
20
be a
bucks. Yeah, that's
no
an automatic
brainer.
yes, right? I think I'd do the same for the KBO. Like I if the minors were an option to not have, I'd probably turn off the minors and get those instead. I did watch some of Paul Skenes' start though, in the minors. That dude's a hell of a pitcher. That's gonna be a lot of fun when he comes up. Shout out to Charles. I'm being positive about the Pirates.
Is it fantasy related though?
Yeah, I do have him stashed in the fantasy leagues.
Okay.
But
Yeah,
he's
okay.
also legitimately like electric. Very fun to watch. He's like a bazillion feet
Yeah.
tall and throws the ball hard. I think it was like something like the first like nine pitches or something were all over 100 miles an hour or something.
Pirates 4-0 right now, and they're about to beat the Nats to go 5-0 right now.
It's the 2023 Pirates all over again.
Yeah, it's just a perpetual thing to just ruin Charles's life. Just
Yeah.
every season they're gonna start off really strong and look really fun. And we got a lot of fun guys coming up, and then just see what new exciting way they fall
Yeah,
apart.
they will probably not continue playing this well against teams that aren't the Marlins and the Nats. It's
It's
true.
true. It's very true.
4-game series with the Marlins is going to make it seem good.
Oh boy.
That said, I mean, I say that, but Jake Berger has been teeing off. He's been fun to watch. I've caught a lot of Jake Berger starts. We
Yeah.
need to figure out like the full roster for like Jake Berger, Seth Beer. Who's
Oh
there's
shit,
a guy
yeah.
named Mead in one of the systems now who's starting.
Do we have any, speaking of having things, do we have any questions? We should probably put up
Yeah.
a call for questions for the start of the season.
Yeah, there were a couple of mailbag questions, I think.
Yeah, let's see. All right, here's one. We're going back a couple weeks. We didn't do mailbag last week here. From Joey Votto's Stan account. What's the least suspicious description to put on a $500,000 payment that definitely isn't to pay off an illegal gambling debt?
Student
Pizza
loans.
emoji.
I think it would have to be from a car dealership employee, for their,
Monthly payment,
yeah,
yeah.
for their 22% APR finance Dodge Killdozer. Yeah.
Think just the note should just be, I'm incredibly rich. This is nothing to me. Like I'm just doing Brewster's Millions with a guy today. And you can't stop me.
Okay, let's see here.
The mailbag kind of bummed me out. Apparently, Octopi don't live very long. That was kind of sad.
Yeah, they don't. They only
Yeah.
live a couple years at max. Yeah.
I didn't need to know that.
I know, it is a bummer because they're super smart too.
Yeah, why would God like create burden this creature with like higher level knowledge and then curse it, with knowledge of existence, and then they could only live for like 4 years.
Yeah, or like 80 years, you know.
Yeah.
So that spawned off from a question from I'm ha or from Ian, half dwarven bard, assuming other animals could develop the generalized intelligence and baseball IQ to be able to play, what species other than humans would be the best at major league ball?
I think it depends on what tool you're kind of looking for. Like sprint speed for stealing bases, obviously you need an animal that's like both really fast, like from 0 to 60, but also has a lot of like turning ability to like hit the bases, hit a
I'm sure
corner.
like a I'm sure a big cat could do well. Hold the bat in its mouth. Just like
Yeah, I
all
think
bunts and
it
just like beat any throw to the bag.
Yeah, I think if like the argument here is that the cheetah would just intimidate the first baseman too much to stand on the base.
You just see a cheetah coming down from the first
Just
baseline at you.
get out of the way. You're not getting paid enough to deal with that.
Yep. Just nope, I'm out of here.
I don't know about batting, but a dog could be a great outfielder.
They're smart enough to have like the object recognition of the ball too. It's getting them to turn the ball over that's the hard part.
Yeah, they don't want to throw it home when the runner tags up.
And there's no rules against it.
There
That's
are no rules
famously.
against it.
As for other tools, I think like hit tools are pretty incumbent on like opposable thumbs, and that really does narrow
Yeah.
it down to apes.
And the throw tool, let's be real. Like you need to have something with thumbs.
I don't like apes though, so I'm not gonna
What do you mean you
speculate
don't
about
like
this.
apes?
They're
Like you just dislike
creepy.
all apes or like just like a certain kind, like monkey and
Chimps are the
monkeys in
most
general?
creepy. Yeah,
Okay.
they're also evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
Yeah.
that. Like I don't think like a gorilla is creepy.
A gorilla is creepy. They're like people, but not.
But
They're in
they
the
like buff
uncanny
people.
valley.
I don't know. I don't think they're creepy. I think they're intimidating. I don't know if that's the same
Yes, they're
thing.
that, but like more so than like a lion. Like a
Yeah,
lion's just an animal. A lion doesn't like weird me out on just like a base level.
Okay,
It
I
doesn't
kind of get
have
where
soulful eyes.
you're Exactly.
I get where you're coming from, I think. Like I could see like an A24 indie horror movie about like an ape that's like running amok in a way that like I could never see that of like a lion. I guess what
Well, have
was
you
it?
seen Nope?
I was gonna say Nope had a pretty effective
I went to
creepy
that
ape.
movie. I was
Okay,
like,
yeah, fair point.
oh cool, a fun treat from one of my favorite directors, a horror movie about aliens. First thing I fucking see is some horrifying chimp shit that I was not
Okay.
ready for.
You've convinced me. I think I'm on your side now. Apes are a little creepy.
I've got some games that I'm planning on going to, and I've got the list of new food at Target Field.
Oh,
Oh yeah. Just
I've looked
gonna
at
run the
those a little bit.
gauntlet.
Yeah.
I'm going to two of the Dodgers Twins games. And so I'm not gonna have everything, of course. And I'm not and like and I'll spread it out over those two, probably.
Anything you're like looking forward to in particular?
Let's look at over here. There is a banh mi brat.
Oh,
Oh, okay.
hell
That will probably
yeah.
be pretty good.
Please let me know what you think of that.
A baked potato, that like smashed baked potato, which I think could be a good one for these like earlier games where it's still pretty cold here. But just like, yeah, just baked potato, butter, sour cream, beer, cheese, green onions, bacon pits, chopped brisket, chili. Like those are the choice of toppings.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Oh yeah. I'm feeling
Yeah.
that.
East Coast barbecue mac and meat. So, mac and cheese topped with choice of chicken rib tips or pulled pork.
You're making me hungry
That sounds incredible.
and reminding me that I need to order dinner.
There's a deep fried Oreos coming in
I'm not really
there.
impressed by those,
I'll
but
try that out. I'll
it's a
give it
good
a
option to
go.
have. Yeah.
I'll also like to point out that I saw a couple people on Twitter that got the Mets Italian cookie spring roll.
And yeah, I saw that. Didn't look good.
They all said it was bad, and the pictures of it looked like shit.
I want to complain for a minute though, because you're describing all these like incredible like new foods that are like chili covered with like brisket with like queso on
Yeah.
top. Meanwhile, like one of the like highlights of the Nat this year is that we're getting a crepe stand.
Oh.
Like it's just not that's not ballpark food. I don't want the fucking like hog monstrosity.
Yeah, come on. Like
They're
that
getting Korean corn dogs. They do like the Korean corn.
that White Sox one that was the Polish sausage topped with smoked brisket and spicy barbecue sauce. Like,
Yeah,
yes,
or
that
like
looks great.
they also had like the campfire s'mores Oreo shake that was going around that looked pretty good.
Yeah, I saw Bradford point out on his Twitter, and I think he's right that like those things never end up being like worth it in person. They're just for
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah, no,
Like
they're
those
like
big
4,000
shakes. I
bucks.
fucking hate Instagram.
Yeah, it's like they do with Bloody Marys a lot in places too,
Oh
you
yeah,
know.
like the whole fried chicken on top kind of shit. Yeah.
Too much. Like a good chocolate shake, great, but like doesn't need all this shit, and it's probably just gonna be like messy and annoying to eat. Like yeah, that like looks great in the picture, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. There was some other funny thing that someone was complaining about, like all the Yankees' new food this year is like a new soft serve machine. Ice cream available in many flavors. There's a new cannoli stand.
Yeah.
See, I don't
Something
hate
like
that, right?
$17.
It's fine. Just have the basics.
They don't need to try. They can just charge everyone, you know, $20 for a beer.
Yeah, I'm still shout out to them. I'm still, props to them for giving that beer with the Friday night package. That's love to see more teams adapting that practice.
Definitely. Definitely. I think we're gonna end it there, though. If you want to support the show, go sign up on patreon.com/battingaround. You get access to all our bonus episodes and the any bonus episodes coming up. All right, great. Well, Lauren, Steven, thanks. See
Thank you.
ya.
Bye.
See you at the ballpark or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.